Feather bedding is a term you don't hear much anymore. Its origin goes back to earlier times when pampered, high society elites had mattresses filled with feathers for extra comfort. Feather bedding has since become known as a practice where the number of persons employed on a job are inflated or puffed up. That way, persons and entities seeking funding for the project can point to all the so-called wonderful jobs it will provide. A recent Los Angeles Times investigation by writer Ralph Vardabedian exposed years and years of feather bedding at the California High-Speed Rail Authority. The high-speed rail project boasts of providing 5,000 jobs. They even have a big banner on an unfinished overpass in Fresno with a catchy slogan that says 5,000 workers and counting. Only problem is the 5,000 job number is phony. Every time a union hall sends any employee out to the high-speed rail site, even if that employee only works for a day or less, they count it as another so-called job created by the high-speed rail. According to the LA Times investigation, the real number of the actual on-site jobs is less than 1,000, one-fifth of the advertised number. State bureaucrats and publicity-seeking politicians using phony numbers to puff up job counts and bilk taxpayers? Are you kidding me? Unfortunately, it's not surprising. When asked about it, the CEO of the high-speed rail confessed that they had been using phony job numbers for years. No wonder there's so much mistrust about government. Much of the spending for the high-speed rail has gone to out-of-state fat cat consulting companies, not to on-site California workers. For comparison, the 405 freeway project in Orange County spends about $1 million a day and employs 1,000 workers on-site. The high-speed rail spends $3 million a day and employs less than 1,000 workers. The entire high-speed rail project is littered with false reporting, inaccurate numbers, over-budgeting, and missed deadlines. In fact, Dan Walters of the nonprofit CalMatters recently wrote an article titled, "Inflated Job Numbers Prop Up the Bullet Train." Richard Little, a renowned infrastructure scholar at the Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute, says high-speed rail is the biggest money pit in California at the moment, and I would add in history. And yet Governor Newsom is proposing to throw another $4 billion of your dollars into the high-speed money pit. Talk about taking your good money and putting it after bad. This is not a good idea. I'm Senator Brian Jones.